Surfing every day down at Malibu neath the warm California sun. No more books, no more homework to do now.
720 at WEOL. Summer means fun. Though this is the first time I've seen in a news release that somebody has rhymed the word bummer with summer. Erica, why did you do that?
Erica? No, I didn't do it. It's not going to be this summer. We're going to turn it around, Bruce. I'm telling you, we are.
We got Erica Vitrini here, lifestyle expert. She's also a TV host. Here's some good tips to maybe make it more enjoyable. What do you have planned for us before this summer gets away from us today?
You know what? I think that this quarantine period really made the home feel a lot like prison, which was a little concerning. So my husband and I are really trying to celebrate every moment and make family time a lot of fun. We've got lots of like family games that we do. He just bought a projector so that now we can view movies outside. So we're doing our best to really kind of make things just fun inside the house. But I also want to advise everybody that they do need to spend time outside having a fun, as long as they do it safely and they keep their distance, but also remember to be protected from the UV rays. I think that's hugely important. As a mom, I find it that it's my job to protect the fun, which means that nobody leaves this house without being covered in sunscreen from head to toe. We specifically love the Banana Boat Ultra Sport Sunscreen Lotion SPF 50. I love it because it's wet and water resistant, so it's not running into my kids' eyes. That's very important to me. It's also clinically proven to protect against UVA and UVB rays, which you want to make sure that your sunscreen has both of those. I love it. The lotion, the Banana Boat Ultra Sport Sunscreen Lotion, is phenomenal. It's really lightweight, but it also comes, there's an entire line. So there's a spray, there's a stick that glides on, and also a chapstick. So that's a huge recommendation. Get outside, go bike riding, have fun, but make sure you're protected and keep safe.
That's right. Well, I can never determine whether I want a spray or a lotion or other stuff. What's the how the best do we determine which is good to use for what application, I guess?
Okay, so before I leave the house, I start with the lotion, the Banana Boat Ultra Sport Lotion. And then if I need to, because it's easier with the spray to kind of, you know, if you're on the go. So during the day, if we're really out for a very long time, then I move to the spray. And then the stick I always use for the face because it's just easier to kind of get in there. And this one actually is really sheer, too, so that's nice.
All right. And everybody's going to smell nice during the summertime, for sure, when they get out to enjoy themselves. What other things do we want to do?
Even though we're not close enough to smell each other.
Well, okay, you're right. Well, we can just imagine what it's like as we do. But let's talk a little bit about something. You want to get us out, just get some treats as well. Summer's always a time for fun treats.
Yeah. So. Yes, our favorite treat during the summertime, of course, is ice cream. And July happens to be the National Ice Cream Month, even though I think we celebrate all year round. But specifically during the summertime, our go-to are ice cream cakes, and it's really a fun way to celebrate. We've been having a lot of social distancing backyard barbecues and really celebrating any moment, and we always use it as an excuse to buy an ice cream cake. But my kids are very particular about their ice cream cake. They love the I Love Ice Cream Cakes. You probably have seen them at your local grocery store or online. They come in different sizes and flavors, like the Carvel cake, you know, the one with the chocolate crunchies in the center. I love those so much. In front of me, I know you can't see it, but we have the Oreo cookie, and there's also a Reese's cake. They're really affordable and really fun. The kids look forward to them. And if you're looking for one, you can either go to the freezer or the bakery section of your local grocery store, or you can check online at icecreamcakes.com and use the product locator to find what you need.
You always have to just make sure before you go and leave the house to get one, if you maybe have a little reserved space in your freezer, unless you just decide to eat all of it in one setting, because you got to make sure you got a place to put it when you're finished with most of it.
You're right, but it goes down pretty quickly.
We are talking today with Erica Vitrini all about some summer fun. Anything else you want to get on the list before we let you go today?
Yes, I think that summer, especially now since we've got some time on our hands, is really a good opportunity to assess and reset when it comes to our health. For me, I start in my gut. My gut health is incredibly important. It's important for all of us. And that's because 80% of our immune cells live in our gut. And in fact, according to the Mayo Clinic, there's about a trillion different bacteria that live within our bodies. And it's really important to balance the good and the bad bacteria. That's important for our overall health. So that's when I turned to Friska. They have a line of 10 products that all have clinically proven probiotics. Now, that's important because there's a lot of probiotics on the market right now, but this one is specifically clinically clinically proven. It also has a proprietary blend of digestive enzymes that make nutrients in your food more bioavailable. So this is Friska. And if you go to getfriska.com or Amazon and you enter the code Friska20, you'll get 20% off until July 13th.
Sounds good. You know, this is a summertime. It's normally like the kids would be kind of out of school, and then they would be coming home. You'd plan vacations or trips. Things have kind of changed a lot. In fact, the kids have probably been home so long, you don't even know where summer vacation started and when's it going to end, right?
I know. I think that's the important part, though. You really have to try to just make fun. I know it's challenging us, I think, as a family, because we're so used to distractions to keep us going. But now we're being forced to spend time with each other, make small moments special. I mean, in some ways, I think it's sort of a lesson this time. I'm somewhat enjoying it. Talk to me by the end of the summer.
Yeah, well, I wonder how your kids are doing this. And I wonder if a certain age, do they process this whole thing differently and kind of understand either the magnitude or just sort of what's happening in their own little world at that point?
I think, so my kids are 9 and 11, which so we're in a pretty good spot. They can understand what's going on. Unfortunately, my niece is 2 years old, you know, and I have another niece that's 4 and 5. And I think it's a little harder for them because they don't understand why they can't be hanging out with their little friends, you know? But my kids are, they're getting it. You know, they're adaptable. I mean, if this is the worst that they have to go through, then I think we're still okay.
Yeah, that's right. You know? Well, this will be a summer for them as well as us to remember. We always remember certain summers from our childhood, but now as adults, we're finding out that not all summers are created equal. Erica, if people want to find out more about some of the things you've mentioned this morning, where's a good place to do that?
So head to my website, which is ericapetrini.com, and there'll be a blog post there called Summer 20, and you'll find all of this information right there.